I talked about immersion last time we did it. When was it? July? July 20th, I think it was. I spoke about the history of immersion, so if you want to know more about that, just find the sermon online. I don't want to go into that now. But immersion is a time when we identifying with the death and resurrection of Yeshua. It doesn't save you. It's not some sort of special water, although it is warm. It is an act just like, you know, a Jewish boy circumcised. Doesn't necessarily make them more holy? Not necessarily. But it brings them into the covenant. So this too also brings us in a way into the covenant, the new covenant. But I wanted to talk about that Messiah, and we heard a lot about this today, that Messiah is our life. He's not just a belief. He's not just a good teacher. He's not just a philosopher. He's not just a lawgiver. He's not just a prophet. But he's our life. And the section I'm going to be reading from is Colossians 3, beginning in verse 1. Therefore, if you have been raised up with Messiah, keep seeking the things above, where Messiah is, sitting at the right hand of God. Focus your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Messiah in God. When Messiah, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Verse 5, therefore, put to death what is earthly in you, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desire, and greed, for that is idolatry. Because of such things, God's wrath is coming upon the sons of disobedience. At one time you also walked in these ways, when you used to live in these ways. But now, set them all aside, anger, rage, malice, slander, and foul language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another. After all, you have taken off the old self with its practices, and you have put on the new self that is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of the one who created him. That's key. Here, there is no longer Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, savage, slave and free, but Messiah is all and in all. Verse 12, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself in tender compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other if anyone has a grievance against another. Just as the Lord pardoned you, so also you must pardon others. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfect harmony. Let the shalom of Messiah rule in your hearts. To this shalom you were surely called in one body. Also be thankful. Let the word of Messiah dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another with all wisdom in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Yeshua, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen. We have died and have been reborn in Messiah. I know the word born again has many connotations that go along with it. Whatever they are, the reality still stands. We have died and we have been reborn. And it's not we, it's not this, oh, I've been, it's not an epiphany. It's not some sort of special knowledge, but it's the reality of the living presence of the resurrected Messiah within us. And what does that mean? That means that their old self and our old practices, we don't have to live, we're not subject and slaves to them anymore. Hallelujah. Anyone still growing to become more like him? I sure am. But the good news is that it is not victorious over us. We're learning to unwalk in those ways and to walk in his ways. But we are not slaves to those things anymore because we have died to those things. And we've been lifted up to now that he is our life. He is within us. And as we pursue him more, we become more like him. And it says that our new self is being renewed in knowledge. Not just any knowledge, but according to the image of the one who created him. Who is that image? If you go back in Colossians 1:15, it says very clearly, he, Yeshua, is the image of the invisible God. When we see him, we see all of who God is. No one can truly see God in his pureness. You would die. But when we see Yeshua, we can grasp as much as what a human can grasp of God, and not only to see it, but it changes us. And we become more like him. And we are renewed, we're changed, we're made new. How many people, you know, I won't say it the way people, at least maybe they say it here in Virginia, but at least in New York, like, how you doing? The same stuff, you know, different day. Right? There's no renewal. I mean, sometimes days are just, you just get through it. But most of the times, I wake up and say, wow, God is good. And I'm not the same person I was yesterday, thank God. Because I'm being renewed. It's a constant making new, making alive, making full of joy, full of peace, full of love and patience and kindness and goodness. Notice the juxtaposition he puts in the second part of putting to death what is earthly within us. And then with what's in Messiah. Tender compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, bearing with one another, forgiving one another, putting on love, being perfectly in harmony with the body, letting shalom rule in our hearts. You know, a lot of people who practice meditation, they just try to numb out everything, all the other noises. It's all passive. Whereas this is a strong peace that rules within us. It governs our heart. That's powerful. It's not weak. Right? Where a lot of people, and you even see this, and I'm not necessarily knocking them, but it's the idea, the philosophy, it's wrong. You know, just distance yourself from the world and then you'll be at peace. Whereas Yeshua's, press into me so that when you go into the world, you can be at peace even if they throw you into a den of fire. They throw you in there and say, we will not bow down to these gods. And even if God will save us, and even if he doesn't, we will still not bow down. And what do you know? There's Yeshua walking in the fire with the three men in Babylon. They had peace. It rules over them. They're not the same. So as we witness what Abby's about to embrace this time, to identify with the death and resurrection of Yeshua, I want to say, the whole point is I want to encourage us and give you hope that you are not subject to anything that you are going through. You're not subject to yourself because you're dead. You're dead. And consequently, you're alive in him. The important part is the in him. In him. And the more we are in him, the more alive we are. Amen. That's it. Good night. Period. In him. Pursue him. Be in him. Seek him. Notice these qualities of him. How much of you is like that? Read 1 Corinthians 13. How much of you is like that? Because that's our goal. That's what we're looking for. That's who we're to become. And guess what? We can all do it. Because he is the same for all of us. Whether we're Greek or Jew, circumcised, uncircumcised, barbarian, are there any barbarians in here? Savages, slave and free, a Messiah is all and in all. He is in us and he is strong and he is mighty. And what I love about it, his strength is tender. His strength is tender. It's kind. It's patient. The first definition, you notice how people, when talk about love, is love. But notice 1 Corinthians 13, love is patient. That's the first characteristic of love. That you wait. You're kind. We keep no record of wrong, but it endures all. It's strong. It's powerful. And as we heard today in the prophetic words, and I'll close with this, love obeys the commandments of Yeshua. Love is more than just a feeling, but it's a devotion to Yeshua so much that I'll do whatever you say, because I was dead and you brought me back to life. Love is not a feeling, although it has feelings to it. And love is not something flippant or something that anyone can have with anyone or anything. Love is governed by the law of God because love seeks to honor God. A marriage isn't just between a man and a woman, it's between a man and a woman and God. That's the only way marriage works. If God's not there, good luck. But we love Yeshua so much, we want to honor him and keep his word and to obey him. We do it out of joy. And it's a pleasure to serve God because we used to serve sin and death, and now we serve him who is alive. Amen. So I'm going to go back, get Abby ready. You could be able to obviously see there is a, can we lift, I know there's a cross. Just think of it as a big T. And we're going to, so you can see through here, I'll move this. Afterwards, we're going to have a time of prayer for her, immersing her in the Holy Spirit. They are two separate immersions we see in the scriptures. And then we will celebrate together in Oneg.
Unto the Lamb. Hallelujah, unto the Lamb.